Hello, my name is Kathy J. In this edition of Mile High Magazine, we are speaking with Wendy Loloff Cooper, the CEO of the nonprofit Generation Schools Network. Hello, Wendy.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Thanks for being here. Let's talk about it. You have a big entrepreneurship fair coming up, so let's start with, what is Generation Schools? What's the Generation Schools Network?
Sure. We work statewide in some other states, too, trying to make sure that all students have opportunities to prepare for college and career and be exposed to different things that they might otherwise not have a chance to know about.
So like someone that needs to know about construction, I mean, what are you saying?
Construction, computer careers. We do lots of what we call virtual job shadowing, where we go around Colorado, we interview businesses. You can actually find those on our YouTube channel. So we've had everybody from a cosmetologist to an accountant to somebody that is artificially inseminating cattle for a large ranch. So we really try to give students a breadth of ideas of what they might like to do with their life.
That's really cool. So this is like the old school kind of career fair. Is that what it is, kind of, or is this a different version or a different whole new level?
Yeah, that's what it is. But maybe, yeah, you'd say like on steroids, because
yes.
Kids can tune in a couple times a month for that opportunity, as well as participate in things that they're schools like soft skills boot camp or like the entrepreneurship fair we have coming up.
Okay, I love that. So Generation Schools, then, it's just you more or less, it's throughout the state, and it's just to increase opportunities for kids to be aware of something that they might not have known. Do schools not do a good job of helping our kids graduate with careers in mind?
Well, here's the reality of it for schools is oftentimes schools have one counselor. And we actually work with some rural schools that are so small that they don't actually have a counselor at all.
Oh, gosh.
And that counselor has so many jobs. Like, they're supposed to be dealing with mental health needs. They're supposed to be helping kids get scheduled in the right courses. They just have so many different things that are on their plates that they don't have as much time as one might originally think to actually help students with things like career exposure and early college opportunities.
Makes sense. It's good to know. So the schools that you work with, is it both rural? I mean, so where are the schools, where are you working with?
Yeah, so we work all across the state. So we actually have a Front Range Equity Network, which is largely small alternative and charter schools around the Denver metro area. We have a whole bunch of work in Weld County and along the I-76 corridor, and then we also have a pathway that's centered around Pueblo and all of the small districts and towns that kind of use Pueblo as their commercial hub.
That is good because, you know, let's be honest, not everyone's going to be a basketball player or a model. So you have to have a backup plan.
You do. I so love that you said that, because one of the tours we love to do with the kids is of Ball Arena. And back when it was called the Pepsi Center, we took some kids over there, of course, who all wanted to be professional singers or basketball players. And then one of the kids at the end said, I learned that there were 352 jobs at the Pepsi Center that don't actually involve playing basketball.
Right.
And I felt like that was a huge win.
That is a huge win. I didn't know there were that many jobs at the Pepsi Center or at the Ball Arena.
Me either.
That's amazing. But you are so right. I remember, I think I was in college, and I remember someone saying, you know how much the people in business make, right? And I was like, well, I never thought about that. You know, you just don't think
right
about the behind the scenes. There's so many careers. So many people have been able to support their families, get their kids off to college. There are a lot of really good paying jobs out there.
There are. And you know what? The entrepreneurship fairs are literally my favorite day of the year. Like, if anyone needs a little boost or a pep, like, call us and volunteer to be a judge and a coach, because it's so encouraging and fun to see what these kids come up with. And it really makes you think, like, we're all going to be okay. Like, these kids have got it.
good. So let's talk about the Entrepreneurship Fair. It's coming up April 30th at Wiggins High, and that's up in northern Colorado. So tell us about the fair and how we can help.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll have over 100 students there representing their business plans that they've put together. We guide them through that process. And this year, for the first time, they'll be able to earn some micro-credentials like finance and operations and marketing communications, things like that, for the work that they've done putting their business idea together. And we have them submit their plans in advance. We have adults volunteer to review those and give the kids feedback. And we provide a very guided process for that. So you don't have to come up with anything. You kind of have to choose numbers and then leave comments if you want. And then we also have judges that and coaches that go around that day and actually meet with the kids and ask them questions about their plans and, you know, give them ideas of how to really drive their businesses forward, because some of them are just either already viable in some way or they just need like a little tip and they're good to go.
That's awesome. So they can get feedback. They pitch their ideas and then they get feedback on it.
Right. Exactly.
I love that.
We had some kids there from Fort Morgan last year, and they two young men, and they were about to graduate, and they had come up with a spray washing business. I'm trying to think of what you call that. Were you
a power wash? Power washing.
A power wash
yes.
company. A power wash company. And their big question was, how do we get a city contract, right, to be like the power washer?
Yes.
And they came with that big question and got to talk to lots of business people who do contract with city and state. And so it was just, you know, what they needed to get started.
That is so cool because, yeah, somebody's done it before you. So it's best to get advice on how to do it. So are you taking what grade level are we starting in here?
Yeah, so we're doing middle and high school.
I love that. Your brains are sponges. They're so good.
Yes.
And so they're being judged on the ideas as well at this entrepreneurship fair.
Yes. We have some sponsors that give prize money that we can actually give to students so that they can take the next steps with their business plans, and we certainly welcome more sponsors if anyone's interested in that, and happy to have you there, give the award to the kids. But that's what they're really competing for, is they're not only learning all day long from the feedback and the conversations, but then some of them are getting to leave there with some cash as well.
Yeah, that's a win. You get the experience and the cash coming at you.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Do you have any idea of what some of the students are going to be presenting this year?
You know, what's interesting is restaurant sector is always very popular, restaurants and coffee shops. I think a lot of that is sometimes the rural kids don't have access to that, and they'd really like to have one. So they're trying to solve their own challenge. We had a really interesting one a couple of years ago that was related to farming as well, where a student was putting cameras on like the plow, which was fascinating. We had a young man starting up an ice cream company that won last year. So it's kind of all over the board, and it's just so much fun to see what the kids come up with.
That is really cool. I'm reading right here, innovation requires collaboration. That's as simple and as real as it gets. And
many of the kids work in teams. And of course, you know, how few people just start a business by themselves? I mean, you can't really. You have to collaborate.
Yes, you have to. So Generation Schools Network launched in 2005, and the focus is to design and implement a school model that just helps kids learn about all of the stuff that's the resources that are out there. Tell me about how the community can get involved to help you with those resources.
So offering to host kids at your business, you can do that virtually, not even in person. Doesn't have to be, because I know some businesses are sensitive and have requirements for sterilization and things like that. So you can host. You can also tell your story. You can judge at e-fairs. You can offer to coach students. We have a couple immersive e-fairs that are coming up this summer where kids will essentially spend a week putting a plan together. So we'll need judges for that, and coaches are welcome along the way. So there's some really great opportunities to volunteer.
It's really cool. Is this like the future, like future leaders? I used to be in something, and it was like you created ideas on how to solve problems. Is that kind of what this is?
Yeah, that's exactly where they start out, is what's a problem in your community you want to solve?
I love that. I love that. That explains why, the plowing and okay. I love that. So how many students do you expect to participate in the entrepreneurship fair?
Probably about 150 at Wiggins, and then we're doing some smaller ones in Aurora and Colorado Springs where they're doing the immersive experience, and they'll probably be more like 20 to 30 kids at each of those. That's kind of a new model we're trying for kids that need credit recovery or need that, you know, kind of exposure experience, saying, mm-hmm. you know, just come and let's just spend a week, you know, over the summer, and you can really dig into it.
That is so awesome.
We're excited about that.
Yes. I love the fact that you're empowering schools with your resources. I love the fact that you're in there trying to, like, tell these kids they can do anything that they want. Tell me, you also are, like, I'm very impressed to see this. There's a whole section here on Generation Schools Network about health and mental health and bullying. And I mean, you're even going there.
We do a lot of that work across the state, a lot of bullying prevention work. We've seen really good results with that. And one thing I just want people to know about bullying, because, you know, it's widely experienced. And really the best way to address it with kids is two pieces, is one, letting them know that that's not okay or acceptable. And the other is trying to figure out what's going on underneath. You know, are they frustrated? Do they not know how to communicate? Do they not know how to resolve problems? You know, what's really behind it? Because usually they need some skills, some improved social skills. And so how can you address it from that vantage point?
I love that. It was some a lot of patience with that vantage point. But you are absolutely right. There is a reason why the bully is acting out. I love the fact that you are creating healthy schools with the kids being a part of the ideas.
Yeah, the parents and the kids really have to own it. It's even a community-wide thing. And sometimes we've gone into schools and districts and it's like, wow, okay, the teachers are bullying each other.
Oh.
So we got to help with that first.
Yes.
And then help the kids, because the kids are just doing what the adults are doing. Right. And a lot of times people just aren't aware.
And you know what? And they're not. And so thank goodness that you are there to help that, because we got to get it all situated and put out. So the entrepreneurship fair, like you said, the first one is the big one. Is up in Wiggins, and that's going to be April 30th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. These students have already been chosen to showcase their business plans. Is that right? Or what's happening? Where did these kids come from?
Yeah, so the schools are invited all across the area, and then we give them a guide to create their business plan, and they just submit according to the deadlines, and anyone can come and participate. We've had homeschool kids participate. We've had some kids drive from Denver that were interested in participating and just looking for an opportunity to get some feedback on their business idea.
I love it. You got to collaborate, got to get more help. So that is awesome. And then the mini fairs are going to be in Colorado Springs and Aurora, and people can get details about those by going to your website, generationschools.org.
Yes.
Before I let you go today, Wendy, what would you like us to know about Generation Schools and why this is important?
I would just like people to know that, like, finding a career and finding your niche for life kind of has changed, and it's probably not even a thing for life. I mean, they say now, like, when a kid's starting high school, like, we don't even know what some of their careers are going to be by the time they've graduated.
Yeah.
And so we're just really focusing on, like, what are those common skills that they can transport, you know, across careers. And I just encourage adults to really have conversations with kids about those transferable skills that they need.
Yes, a transfer. I mean, you never know. You could be building a house. I mean, there are so many skills out there, so many people willing to teach the trade if you, if you just find the resources to get them. Before I let you go, one more thing, Wendy, what is the Generation Schools Network I'm seeing here is working on something called Justice Engaged Students of Colorado. What is that? A hotline?
So, yes, we do. We are starting a hotline in just a couple weeks here. There's about 23,000 justice-engaged students across Colorado, and a lot people don't necessarily recognize that number. And they're kids that have, you know, largely made teenage mistakes and gotten tickets and things like that. And there certainly are kids that are really struggling with addiction and mental health and things like that. But we're really trying to say, you know, kind of still they have to have a path.
Yes.
And only about 8% of kids that are just as engaged at any significant level end up graduating high school. And so it's hard for them to become contributors when they haven't graduated high school. So the hotline is a tool for schools, probation officers, parents, kids, families. Call us and let us know if you have a justice-engaged student that you're supporting or in your house and you're trying to figure out how to help them move towards success. And yes, we will do everything we can to walk beside them and clear the path.
I love that, because you're talking about clearing the path means you're going to eliminate the barriers to help them get an education.
Yes.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. Last year, we passed the Justice Engaged Student Bill of Rights to help with that.
We've been speaking today with Wendy Loloff Cooper. She's the CEO of the nonprofit Generation Schools Network. Get more information at generationschools.org. Wendy, thank you for all you do. I can't wait to hear what comes out of the entrepreneurship on the 30th, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
You too. Bye.